some requests to do some more of my good poems, boys. I knew y'all would want to hear one of them, so here's another that I wrote. Georgie was a little girl who lived in Tennessee. She had a ticklish feeling on her ankle and her knee. Upon investigation, she found a chigger and a flea. And they went marching on Georgie. No, wait, you're laughing in the wrong place. I ain't done yet. I just stopped to swallow. Goodness sakes. Hoorah, hooray, said a chigger to the flea. Hoorah, hooray, we'll have a jubilee. You bite her on the ankle and I'll bite her on the knee. And we'll go marching on Georgie. That's where he's supposed to laugh. Thank you. You want to do another solo?
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel good. I've had to strip throat. Have y'all ever had to strip throat? Boy, that about kills you. Now, that's all it is. Too long since I've had it. My throat liked to kill me. I had it so bad that they had to take me to the hospital. That's the truth. That's the first thing they'd done, too, when I got down there, is just strip me of everything I had on. And they put me in one of them little old no-tail hospital gowns. Y'all have seen them things, ain't you? They come way up above your knee, and they're split up the back, and they got them long, old, droopy arms. They have to walk around all humped up in a knot. Afraid to bend down, stoop, or squat. Well, you've had one of them on, ain't you? No, sir, they put one of them things on me, and I felt so bad, I said, you just going to have to give me something to make me feel better now. And they did. They gave me a shot to make me feel better. They put me on a cart and started rolling me down the hall, and I got to feeling so good, I just got off and helped them push that booger down through. They rolled me in that operating room, and they got me in there, and I was just laying here suffering, you see. This doctor come running in that door, and he said, June, do you want gas? And I said, yeah, I'll take gas. And why you in there just change ball, wipe off my windshield, too? They finally ended up giving me one of them spinal operations. They shoot you with a needle, and you don't feel a thing. It don't hurt at all. You can see everything's going on. You just watch it all, and you can't feel nothing. Boy, they shot me at that needle, and I was laying there on that table. I was watching them. They made an incision right down through here. Had six doctors on this side and six nurses on this side, and I was watching them. They was all in there, both hands, just hitting themselves. What? There was a little sign at that hospital when you start to leave. It says, stop, have you left anything? I raced that thing out and fixed it like it ought to be. I said, stop, have you got anything left? I don't know when to hush. It don't make no difference, does it? Well, okay, I'll just keep on in, just for meanness. I wrote a poem about it. I always write them poems. It goes, I had an operation, it was just the other day. They took most everything, I heard the doctor say. Now when I'm gone, right on my tombstone, all these words of patter. June's gone to join her tonsils, kidneys, liver, and her gallbladder.